Okay, our next presentation is by Jo Andrews Alexander. She's the Immunization Program Supervisor in the Southern Nevada Health District in Las Vegas, Nevada. And she'll be presenting today a new and I think a really interesting program of providing a classroom for parents who are about to claim an exemption.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me back there? Maybe I should be saying howdy. I don't know. I am from Las Vegas, and I'm going to be talking to you about our immunization class. This started a little over a year ago when our chief health officer came to my team, and he told us that he'd been signing these exemptions and that he wasn't really comfortable with signing something, not knowing whether these people were educated about what they had decided to do and what they were choosing not to receive. So, given that, we decided to just take a look at our background at the health district. We, at this time, chose not to look at the schools and the child care facilities because we thought that what was happening at the health district was probably pretty indicative of what was going on in our community. In Nevada, we also only allow religious and medical reasons for exemption. And if someone has a medical exemption, then they are required to bring something in from their physician showing that they have a medical reason for not receiving that vaccine. The religious reason, the only thing that the law says is that they must bring in a letter stating that they have this religious belief for not getting the vaccine. And like I just heard someone say, it's kind of broad as to what that means. And I think people use that reason a lot as an umbrella for not getting the vaccine. Now, when we started looking at this, we looked at about 5 years of numbers for the health district, and we saw that the numbers were not as high for the health district itself as what we'd expected. At the health district, we see about 100,000 kids a year, and we see about 90,000 adults. And when you look at this chart here, the hepatitis A exemptions that you see, those are generally the adults who are looking to get a health card at the health district. And in order to get a health card there, you have to have a TB test and a hepatitis A shot. And a lot of those people are adults now. They're either afraid of needles or something, and they have some reason that they don't want it. And so they'll come and they'll try and get an exemption. As you can see by these numbers, our exemption rate was slowly going up. And again, we think that's indicative of what's going on in the community. So even though the numbers are a little bit low, we don't like to see them going up that the way they are. The purpose of this project was to start educating those who had a problem with immunizations. Now, Nevada has the dubious distinction of being 51st in the nation for our vaccination rate for the last few years. Of course, this year we're not there. Yay. We came up a little bit, but in the past, we've been 51st. And so in Nevada, we're always very excited about taking any opportunity we can to educate people about the importance of vaccines. So we take it to the schools and to the child care centers and to the physicians, and now even to people who are not very happy with us for doing this. But the whole idea is to help clients make informed decisions about what they're choosing not to have or choosing not to have their children be protected. Now, when we were thinking about this, we were realizing also that there's going to be some clients out there who are really objective to this. And so we were trying to be very open-minded ourselves and fair and objective and trying to figure out why they were really not wanting to get these shots with all of the medical people behind us and the CDC and everyone saying that this is a good thing. Why are they deciding that they don't want to do this? What we started finding out is that there was some pressure from family and friends. Sometimes the people would come in because they didn't have the money to pay for their vaccines. This was an easy fix for us because we could grant us the vaccines at that point and problem was solved. A lot of people didn't want to take time off to come in and take the vaccines. And some people were just strange. I had one gentleman, and this was a very recent story. He came in and he told me that the United Nations had a plan and they wanted to reduce the population and they were going to do this through vaccines. And I just didn't know what to say to this man. I stood there and looked at him for a minute and I went, well, I think they need to get another plan because the population rate is still going up and diseases are going down because of vaccines. So you just run into all kinds of interesting people doing this. Okay, now this is the process that we took. Again, we were just looking at our own health district. We didn't include the schools or the child care centers or other people where we knew there were exemptions happening. But we just, the first year, we were a little nervous about how big of a bite we were going to take off. So when someone comes in, or they call on the phone and they ask about exemptions, the first people they usually see is an administration clerk. And these people don't have a medical degree. And so what we do is we have them referred to a nurse. So the nurse either talks to them on the phone or she talks to them in her little office where she gives the vaccines. And she tries to find out if there's an issue she can solve immediately without them having to go through the class. And if there is, then they get the vaccine and again, problem solved. If not, then the onus is put on the client to make an appointment and reserve a spot in the class to take to take so that they can get their exemption signed by our chief health officer. Making this harder for them has been a deterrent in itself. A lot of times they'll say, oh, well, I'm here, I'll just get the vaccine, forget the whole thing. So you know, those people who are coming in and just wanting a quick fix, we found that if you take that quick fix away, a lot of times they'll go ahead and they'll choose the vaccination. Again, if the client is asking for a religious exemption, they're told right there on the spot that they need to write a letter and they need to bring that with them. We don't want them getting to the class and having any excuses, well, you didn't tell me or anything like that so that they can get out of taking the class. And we make sure that we're very careful about how we present this because the law does only require them to have the letter. So one of the things we do when they come in is we do a survey with the class. The class is usually pretty small, about five people, sometimes six. And we do a survey because we want to find out what the real issues are. And we want to try and tailor the class to those specific needs of those clients that are coming in that day. The class process is pretty simple. It's taught by a nurse. And the first thing they do again is they take a survey, and then we have them watch a video. And the video that they watch was created right there at the Southern Nevada Health District. And we talked about the vaccine preventable diseases. We talk about herd immunity, protecting your community. And it takes about half an hour for them to watch this video. And again, it's very informal. If they want to stop and ask questions, we stop and let them ask questions, and we try and make it very communicative so that they're not feeling like we're attacking them or telling them, that they're ignorant. We just want them to understand what they're refusing. We also give them a packet, and in that packet we have several articles about vaccines that they can read, and we give them the website to the CDC so that if they want to go online and research it further, they can. The other thing in the packet is the VIS sheet. If someone comes in to get a vaccine, they get a VIS sheet, they get some education, and so we try and give them the same education as if they'd walked in and asked for the vaccine instead of them walking in and asking not to get the vaccine. Once the class is concluded, then we ask the clients again if they still want to opt out of the vaccine, and if they choose to have the vaccine, we walk them right over to our clinic and give them the shot, and if they choose to opt out, then there's more paperwork that they have to do. The letter that they bring in has to be pretty clear. We have to be able to read it and understand what they're saying, and then we have a refusal form that we go over with them, and right in that refusal form, we talk about The fact that the CDC is recommending these vaccines, that the Southern Nevada Health District is recommending these vaccines, they've been educated about what these vaccines prevent, and they are still choosing not to have the vaccine. It also says in this refusal form that they understand that if there's an outbreak in the community, in their school or where they work, that they may be required to stay home or their child may be required to stay home for up to 6 weeks or longer, depending on how long the outbreak lasts. We did have an outbreak in one of our daycares. It was chickenpox. And what we had to do was go and review all of the children's records, and we reviewed all the staff's records. And those that didn't have the vaccines, we set up a clinic right there, and we went in and we gave the vaccines right there on the spot. And it was amazing how many parents, once they found out their kid wasn't going to be allowed to go to daycare, chose to have that vaccine. Okay, some of the things we learned. The class itself, people who actually went and set up and reserved a spot and went through the whole class, who had a real, true problem with vaccines, often we didn't change their mind. Occasionally we did if they were there because of a family member or a parent who was saying the vaccines were bad, but if they had a true belief themselves, we often didn't change their mind. What we did find was that putting that class there detoured a lot of people who were just doing it for some other reason. They didn't want to take off work, or they didn't have enough money, or they didn't have, they didn't want to just stand in line. Sometimes you'll come to the health district and we have lines out the door and they're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this, I'll just sign an exemption. We didn't make it easy for them. We learned that the reason that they gave us was not always the reason that they were taking the class, and so we made sure to ask a lot of questions about what the issues really were, because we found that it generally was not religious, it was generally something else. Out of the 180 calls that we received the first year that we did this, 51 people chose the vaccine, so we thought that was a pretty good rate. This, however, did not include the people who walked into the clinic and the nurse consulted them right up there on the spot and they changed their mind at that time. And we should include that next year, because that was a pretty good deterrent that we put in place also. And we were just counting the people who actually took the time to make the phone call, and we didn't count the people who walked in. So next steps. We were also a little disappointed that when we first looked at our numbers at the end of the year, that they had actually increased by 54% once we'd started our class. Then we looked a little closer at the numbers, and I realized that the people who were claiming exemption now had switched from religious to medical, because guess what? If they had a medical exemption, they didn't have to come to class. So somewhere along the way, they were figuring this out, and they decided to go to their physician and get a note. So now what we've decided is that we probably need to go out and educate some of the physicians out there. We've decided that we will continue to hold the class. We think it does detour people. We're going to include the schools and the child care centers next year. We're going to figure out how many kids there are getting exemptions. Again, the law says that they only have to have a letter, and so this presents a challenge for us to try and encourage the schools to send those kids to us before they allow the exemption. However, we think there's probably a lot of them out there that need to be included. Okay, that's what we're doing. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So if you have any questions.
I'm open for questions if there are any.
Hi, Kristen from North Dakota. Just a real quick question. How often are you doing the classes?
We have the classes twice a week.
Who qualifies as a physician to sign the letter for a medical exemption?
Actually, I think any physician in Nevada can sign for a medical exemption.
So a naturopathic, a chiropractor can sign?
Yeah, I believe they can, yeah.
that's the way it is in Arizona, too. So yeah. We're getting more medical exemptions by those folks who often are very anti-vaccine. The other question that I had is whether or not you're able legally to require that they come to this class in order to obtain an exemption for the adults.
Well, for the adults, it's actually easier. Because what they're doing is they're coming in to get a health card. And
right.
What we tell them is that the way you get your health card is either by getting the vaccination or by getting our health officer to sign off on the exemption. So they have a choice. You know, they can choose to go through the class and get the exemption. We're not saying they can't have it. We're just saying we want them to be educated.
Does your law, though, with regard to the health card support you in doing that? I can actually see in Arizona how we could have people who would say, well, where is this in the statute?
And they do say that in Nevada, too. But we did put this through our lawyers before we required them to do that. So, this is my boss.
Can you please go to the, this is being recorded, so can you answer with the microphone? Thank you. Sorry.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what the question was.
I wondered how the law, I understand that you have a requirement in the law for the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm really asking is what the law allows as far as for those people and how the class fits into that.
Yeah, what the law says is that they have to have a religious letter. That's all it says, that they have to have a religious letter. In that, what I generally tell people when they're calling me and knowing that, I tell them that, yes, that's right, you only have to have a religious letter, but you also have to have our chief health officer's signature, and he's not willing to sign that unless you take the class. Anything else? Thank you very much.